Shut the door. Shut the door, open the door, turn the light on, turn the light off, wherever you are. You can still open your ears and open your mind to the discussion of items of interest for this Monday, the last Monday of February. February, remember I gave you the lesson, Kenny, in how to pronounce February on the 3rd? It was 4 weeks ago.
Wow.
Actually, no, three, because three from 24 is 21. Okay, 3 weeks ago. At any rate, it seemed like it was forever, too, the Olympics. It seems like yesterday, February 3rd, but it seems like forever, the Olympics. The Olympics are history. Everybody wants to make a big deal about the fact that they were the most expensive Olympics in history. Okay, want to make a big deal about that? Help yourself. I don't know if that makes any difference. I mean, it's a conversation point, I guess, something to talk about, but other than that, so what? The USA-Canada hockey game, Friday. Dateline, Friday. A billboard appeared in Chicago featuring Chicago Blackhawks stars Patrick Kane, who's playing for the U.S., and Jonathan Towles, who's playing for Canada. In between the two hockey players was Justin Bieber. And in large print across the bottom of the billboard, "Loser keeps Bieber." And so, the United States gets to keep Bieber because the United States lost. Loser keeps Bieber. Two losers together, the U.S. and Bieber, then, under that circumstance. That's the implication, obviously. All right, so the next Winter Games, 4 years away. It's like already who's going to run for president in 2016, right?
Yeah.
Talk of new events being added, including team snowboard cross. Six snowboarders line up and race their way down side by side. And then there's the money. So not only was putting the games on the most expensive in history, but the National Broadcasting Company, NBC, paid $775 million to the Olympic Committee so they could broadcast the games. $775 million. They paid $2 billion to televise both the Winter Olympics in 2010 in Vancouver and the Summer Olympics in London in 2012. So, I would say that this was less money, but still a lot of money. Right? If you figure they paid $2 billion, $1 billion for each Olympics, one in 2010 and one in 2012, they overpaid or must not have been much competition between ABC, CBS, and whoever else might have come up with a way to work their way through. And it's still a lot of money. And was there a report, Kenny, as to how much? Ken Kessler's here with me in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. This is good day. Hello. Was there a report on how much they made or why there was a difference of $225 million in what they paid, what they made, what they paid? That's the usual conversation. People love to talk about stuff like that.
I haven't seen what they made on it, but what they paid, it's a bid process. So all the networks that were interested submitted bids to the Olympic Committee. So they just, I guess they decided to bid a little bit less because they beat all the networks the last couple of times. So maybe they decided to see if they could get a deal.
All right, have you got any closing comments from people who were attached to us on our umbilical cord, also known as facebook.com/goodday or Twitter @goodday show?
Sure. The comments seem to be either the other. This is kind of typical. Andy says, in 2 to 3 months, Sochi should finally be ready to host the Olympics.
It's always a wise guy in the crowd, okay.
And Peyton says, the Olympics inspire me so much. I'm so proud to be an American. Thank you, Team USA, for inspiring millions.
Well, that's nice. I think we thank them all. But because we're Americans, we like to think that we're going to come out on top. I'm a rooter. All these pictures of Putin, kind of interesting, with that sweet smile on his face, because it was such a nice job putting it all together. Nice job, Vladimir. Oh, very sweet, in fact. All right, what else?
Corey says, the Olympics are over. I sure enjoyed watching them. I love to watch people performing at the top of their game. Such discipline, passion, talent, and commitment just for a chance to compete.
Yeah. All right, so do we have what the final medal count was for all of this? I'm trying to...
Yes, we do.
All right, so here's Biff Mantel with the final counts. Go ahead, Biff.
So Russia took home the top medal count with 33.
Yeah, what an outrage.
They also took home the top gold count with 13. The U.S. took home the second medal count, so they kind of got the silver of medal positions with 28, and Norway the bronze medal positions with 26.
So that's that.
That would be that.
One of the most impressive, if not slightly freaky moments, happened when three huge versions of the Olympic mascots took over the stadium floor. Anybody see that? The large mascots and children performing during the closing ceremony yesterday. The official mascots. The hare, the leopard, and the bear towering over the actors on stage. Few of the younger children climbed onto their feet for a ride. Leave it to those Ruskies, man. They sure know how to put on a show, right? And they came out number one. What a disgusting dude. Remember Bendix from The Life of Riley? What a revolting development this is. it's okay, good. A lot of nice photos, good audio, good video. And so lots to review and think about and talk about. So congratulations to all the players, all the people who won. I fell asleep last night to Bob Costas having, well, the host of the Olympics, sort of. There was a 15, 20-minute report of Kerrigan versus, I put this woman out of my mind. Nancy Kerrigan came in with silver after what the heck was her name?
Tonya Harding.
Harding. If you watch that thing, you understand the intellectual difference between the two of them, and it's always been that way. Harding had no intellectual base whatsoever, and she was kind of a creep when all of this happened. But I wondered why it's the 20th anniversary. Why would you dig that up again? They even had Kerrigan over in Sochi to do an interview. Why would you bring that crap up again? Unless people are just that sorted, they thought, hey, this would be cool to watch again. No. But then I watched it. So what does that say? There it is. All right, 14 past the hour. You're listening to the Monday Good Day program. The Mexican drug lord. Wow, this is a big deal. His name is El Chapo. When I first saw it, I thought it was El Chipo. But El Chapo. The world's most wanted drug lord, captured. We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow, it's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Ooh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Alabon, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program for Monday. Yes, Joaquin Guzman, the world's most wanted drug bad guy, captured in Mexico. So let's get sort of a news report. This program, on at this time of day, on every of the weekday versions of it, has bits and pieces of News Talk Television and News Talk Radio, so we can get perspective on things, and you can make up your mind if you don't know what's what and who's who. So here's Frederica Whitfield talking to correspondent Nick Palmer about the details.
What can you tell us about the circumstances of this arrest?
Well, Frederica, as you say, a highly, highly significant event with Chapo Guzman, perhaps the world's most notorious drugs lord. We're still hearing this from a source in the United States. Right here, the Mexican presidency is not commenting right at this stage. But as you say, he was captured overnight in the city of Mazatlan, which is an extremely famous beach resort in Mexico, popular with U.S. tourists. They just reopened cruise line tours to that city, which had been closed for a few years. It's situated in the state of Sinaloa, which is where, obviously, what his cartel was, where it was based and what it was named after. And I think perhaps the most interesting thing about the events that surround this capture is that he was captured in a hotel overnight in very ordinary circumstances with a companion. And it sounds like at this stage captured fairly easily. A lot of the background to Chapo Guzman was that many people believed he was hiding away in the mountains and he was surrounded by a small personal army and would never be taken alive. And to have him captured like this really reveals the fact that in some ways, at least during this capture, which it sounds like it was something like 4 or 5 weeks in the works, he was very much hiding in plain sight.
And so now what? I mean, this cooperation between the Mexican and U.S. authorities, does that mean that he would be prosecuted in Mexico because he was captured there, or because this was a joint operation, might he be prosecuted in the U.S.?
Well, certainly he's wanted in both countries. What happened previously when the leader of Los Zetas was captured just a few months ago, he was captured and is going to be prosecuted in Mexico first. And at the stage when we were reporting on it, they had not received any extradition requests from the United States. So one would assume that the United States, in this kind of cooperation that we've seen, you know, take place during this arrest, would agree perhaps to let El Chapo Guzman be prosecuted first here in Mexico. But certainly he had a bounty on his head and was public enemy number one in Chicago. So he certainly has charges to answer there as well.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Madonna with the number one song from this date, 1995, Take a Bow, which is appropriate for all those that participated in the Olympics. Good time was had by most everybody involved. Yeah, the Russians won the medal count, and substantially, too, by the way, by five, as Evan was just pointing out. The U.S. in second place, Norway in third, Canada fourth, the Netherlands in fifth place. The end of the Olympics, Germany 6th, Austria 7th, France 8th, Sweden 9th, and the Swiss were in 10th place with 11 medals. So good for everybody that participated. All right, we got to 25 after the hour now. On to a discussion of the minimum wage, which seemed to be on everybody's, not everybody's mind, but a lot of people's minds over the weekend. This is from the ABC This Week program. Martha Raddatz talking to Bill Kristol, Donna Brazile, and Matthew Dowd about the ongoing debate over the minimum wage.
Conflicting headlines that came out of the report about minimum wage from the Congressional Budget Office. They analyzed the Democratic proposal to raise the federal minimum wage by $10.10 to $10.10, and they found doing so could cost as many as 500,000 jobs, but it would also pull 900,000 out of poverty and raise wages for at least 16.5 million people. So Bill Kristol, Republicans and Democrats both saw something here to make their arguments on minimum wage. What did you say?
I think both are probably right. If you increase a lot of people's wages, they will have more money, but some people won't be affordable to employers, and so it's a trade-off. I think there are better ways to help people who are working, who are at the bottom of the ladder, so to speak, in salaries, than to raise the minimum wage and impose that on the precisely the employers who are hiring those people. You can expand the earned income tax credit, so everyone subsidizes those who are working at the bottom levels. You can reduce the payroll tax, which takes a big hit out of people who are working at the bottom levels. I don't think the minimum wage is the right way to do it, but I do think it is reasonable, and conservatives have to be serious about this, to think about how to make work pay.
Matt Dowd, what matters more here, potential job losses or wage increases in pulling people out of poverty?
Well, we've now gone whatever the amount of time is, 25 years, where the level of poverty in this country is at a level of which nobody is satisfied with. And I always, when we talk about the minimum wage, one of the things that I focus on is we've had a change of productivity in this country, where the productivity in this country has been dramatically increased. So workers are producing more, but they're not getting paid more. Minimum wage people that produce more aren't getting paid more. So all of the benefits that have flowed from productivity have gone either to CEO pay or to Wall Street. If you gave workers the same equivalent of her productivity levels, they would make $18 an hour. That's what the minimum wage would be. And I think in the end, I think that there's plenty of, if you look at the want ads, you look at the computers, look at all the things, there's plenty of ask for minimum wage jobs, even if at $10 an hour. In the end, we have to do something where people are making a living wage where they can afford daycare, afford school, and afford all those things, and we're not at that level.
And Matt is really talking about what I know you think as well. This really does impact Americans every single day, this minimum wage issue.
You're talking about people who work in nursing homes, retail shops, fast food places. Raising a minimum wage would raise their standard of living. This debate is really about whether or not we want poverty wages in our society or a living wage so that the American people can afford to go grocery shopping. I was amazed at the wage for tip workers. It's $2.13. Now, when I was a waitress, it was $2.13. Two decades ago, it has not moved. And so this argument somehow that, you know, this will somehow or another put people in the unemployment line, I think it's a bogus argument. It will raise the level of living
but
for every American.
But does it go anywhere?
You know what's going to happen? Is that the governors are going to do it. Governor Inslee is looking at raising the minimum wage. Here in the District of Columbia, the mayor and the city council.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
This Thursday, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally facing battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns Thursday night at 10, 9 central on History.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LARPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program 2/24/14. We have spent a bit of time talking about the U.S. hockey team and the U.S. teams in general and how things worked as the Olympics came to an end. Well, that takes care of that. Now, other items of interest. I was mentioning the minimum wage discussion. Ongoing debate about whether 10-10 wins or not. The usual listening to some of these people on radio or television, the same old story. It's so predictable. And yet, there is a piece of this that is important for us to understand. At least I think there's a piece. See if you agree. And Kenny, I didn't ask you before whether or not you have... the Facebook and Twitter account, the social media, whether there are comments about this debate, the discussion of the minimum wage, because there is not much new here, except someone having done the math that I haven't heard refuted. I think that may be the story here. There have been stories on top of stories, and, you know, the people who don't like Obama, all right, they take the usual tack. This is... Yeah, so that's a lot of mealy-mouthed garbage. But the numbers, as they have surfaced, have not been refuted by the other, the quote-unquote other side. 500,000 jobs would be lost, according to what I have read and heard, if the minimum wage changes to $10.10. I did see... and or hear something yesterday, which I am now trying to research again, having to do with what, not only the 500,000, but the general tone of what happens. And the, oh, I know what it was. It was a discussion, somehow or other, the governor of Texas got involved in a conversation. Rick Perry, this may be the first thing I've ever agreed with him on, as normally I think he's kind of a dunderhead. But he was pretty vocal over the weekend. The suggestion here is that the minimum wage is not the government's business. That may be the story, and maybe that's the question here. Is the government, or ought the government, to be involved in minimum wage? If you're a worker, you're probably going to say, well, maybe not even. If you're a minimum wage worker, maybe you're going to say yes. And if you are not, then if you're a business owner, it's the usual Republican and Democrat, the essence of the discussion. And maybe that's how you might look at the Rick Perry crossfire appearance on CNN with Illinois Governor Pat Quinn. But the number, the 500,000 jobs, doesn't come from the Republicans. I don't know that I said that a few minutes ago. That's a Congressional Budget Office number. That's the government's number. You think Obama liked hearing that when it came out? When the government says that the president's plan would cost 500,000 jobs if the minimum wage were to be raised, that probably didn't set very well in the White House. But that's the number. I believe that, especially if it's the government. I don't believe much people who say to me, well, you never believe anything else from the government. Why do you believe that? Because it makes Obama look bad? No, because it makes sense. There is, and the fact that there's a minimum wage at all is anti-competitive. It's anti-American. It's it's anti-everything. People ought to work for what they can. Why do you think that there are all these illegals here? You could make the argument that the number of people who are here illegally is a direct influence or a direct result of the minimum wage to begin with. So you can't make enough money at the minimum wage. You work two jobs or a part-time job, whatever. That's been the case over the entire history of our country.
That's what I did.
Say it again, Kenny.
That's what I did.
Yeah, me too. I had three jobs. Not only when I was in college, I had two, but when I got out the first 3 or 4 years I was in radio, I had three jobs working at three different stations. Matter of fact, at one point in time on the weekends, I was on four different stations. And that's the way, and I've taught school as well. That sounds like old Abraham Lincoln story, doesn't it?
I like free stuff as much as anybody, but when I was getting started with full-time work, it never occurred to me to complain about and try and make the government pay me more.
Yeah.
When I had one full-time job and it wasn't enough to pay for my bills and what I wanted to do, I got another job.
Yep.
I knew it wasn't going to be forever, but it's what I needed to do.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, how people think these days? The entitlement thinking that comes from the people who did come here, in essence, the people who did come here because they wanted to take advantage of the opportunities that were created. Maybe this is just a cynical, I mean, who knows what's in these people's minds? You can speculate, postulate, infer that they are doing it for their own political gains. But at the moment, it's hard to come up with another argument for that. Here, let's wrap this discussion up by listening to a discussion on a program hosted by Geraldine Steele, talk about a group of Minnesota state legislators who are conducting a challenge to try and live on the state's minimum wage.
These five legislators, really it's about seven right now, that are trying to join in and figure out how they can manage on minimum wage at $7.25 an hour. Now, they're only doing this for a week, and of course they go home to their beautiful families and their homes and that sort of thing. So they're only able to live off of a certain budget. And what's really interesting in all of this, let me read a little bit to you how this is supposed to work, okay? It says here, the first day of the challenge, which was on the 18th, focused on setting a budget for things like food and transportation to determine roughly what is affordable. So you heard Representative Lesh say he had $30 to shop with at Cub Food tonight, and even then he had to put food back, and that was somewhat embarrassing for him. On the second and third day of the challenge, participants are grocery shopping within the means of their budget and exploring housing and transportation options. Now, they're just exploring those options. They don't actually try to get a place and move in and furnish it, although I wish they did. How awesome would it be if our legislators all tried to live for a month on finding a place to live that's affordable, actually furnishing it with thrift store finds or people giving it to you, actually being on a $30 budget a week or something like that, and actually trying to make it on $7.25 an hour. And by the way, move your family in with you and see what that's like. Oh my gosh, that would be life-changing to our legislators. I really believe this. So it's amazing. Representative Karen Clark was exploring the different housing options available on a minimum wage budget. And they're supposed to take all this information back and see if it will make a difference on them getting this minimum wage up and running to really raise it up to $9 and something an hour. And some people want less, some people want more. You heard our president say, you know, in executive order, he wants to raise the state workers, their minimum wage up to $10.10 and to make it mandatory. And I don't know where we went wrong. I don't know. It used to be a time when we actually said we actually understood that we only are as good as the least of us. And now the compassion has gone out the window. People really do believe, as the representative said, that you don't deserve it. You don't deserve someone to help you. You don't deserve a minimum wage increase. Oh, look what it's going to do to small business. Look what it's going to do. Well, I'm a small business owner. I have to hire independent contractors and that sort of thing. I understand that. And let me tell you, my family and I, sometimes we lose work because we demand a certain amount of money so that we can pay them a fair wage.
All right. Well, you kind of knew where that was going to go when you listened to the beginning of it. That's not your job, ma'am. It's not my job. It's whoever is working for whatever. If people get together, and by the way, this is a good argument for the union movement, frankly. The argument of not necessarily, that's a free will sort of thing. If, in fact, a group of people get together, that's why unions came about, and that's what their value is. Not the government. See, the issue here isn't whether you deserve X amount of dollars. At least I don't think it's the issue. It's whether or not the government is supposed to tell you what to pay people regardless of what their value. And people say, well, that's a form of slavery. Go watch the movie 12 Years a Slave. No, that's nonsense. If you have a group of people who are unhappy with the working conditions, and what you're being paid is certainly part of working conditions, then you negotiate it. That's what bargaining is all about. And in order to do that, you hire somebody, the unions, to represent you. That's an American tradition. That's A-okay with me. I think if you have a union and they can figure out how to get you more money, then that's okay. But to have the, that's private enterprise. That's business. That's not the government saying you're worth $10.10 an hour. How the heck does the government know what you're worth? They're not hiring you. They don't have anybody working for them at minimum wage. So you want a job that's not minimum wage? Go work for the government. There's plenty of hiring being done there. Oof. It's the only growth industry in the country. Government. Bigger and bigger. And this kind of nonsense is the reason for more of it. So I think we got that. We have our bases covered there, Kenny. I'm betting we get some response to that. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Ken at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/good day and to Twitter. Whether or not, here's another governmental boondog. Every time you turn around, there's some other governmental thing getting in your nose or into your space or into your face. The FCC in the newsroom. Government tells the news people what to say and what not to say. That appropriate? We'll discuss it in a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have low energy, more fat, and less romantic drive? If you have less free testosterone, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free supplies of a best-selling free testosterone supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free bottle of Ageless Male, a naturally derived formula that helps boost free testosterone levels. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free bottles, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-725-9189. Ageless Male is a non-prescription formula with an ingredient clinically shown to boost free testosterone levels. It supports energy metabolism, muscle health with workouts, and it boosts romantic drive. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station. Call us now for details on this free offer. Just call 1-800-725-9189. That's 1-800-725-9189. Call 1-800-725-9189.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives.
getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Millions are watching the new Star Pack Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, my goodness!
Week, the stars keep coming with Denzel Washington, Adam Sandler, Dierks Bentley, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Paul Rudd, Shaquille O'Neal, Sean White, Iron Mike Tyson. And tonight, Jimmy's got Reese Witherspoon, Fred Armisen, and Rick Ross.
We have a great show tonight.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, followed by the premiere of Late Night with Seth Meyers, tonight on NBC.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So here's host Rich Zeoli talking about the Federal Communications Commission supposedly changing their mind about the study that had been suggested or planned to understand what newsrooms in television, radio, and newspapers are doing, i.e. they wanted to find out, mostly it was about broadcast news, radio and television, how they cover the news, how they decide what the discussions will be, how they decide what stories to follow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can imagine anything that would be more damning throwing cold water on discussions. This would be it. All right, here's the discussion itself.
The good news is that the FCC has retreated from this proposed quote-unquote study that basically would have had the government take over the media in this country and put a nail in the coffin of the First Amendment of the Constitution. That's the good news. The bad news, however, though, is that we learned once again the state of the media in the country that we live in right now. The FCC came out yesterday, and we talked about this last night. I think you know what the plan was. We basically to go into media rooms, go into newsrooms, go into radio, and start asking them a whole bunch of very invasive questions, like, what are you guys covering? Are you doing the major topics that we think the major topics should be, like healthcare and climate change and income inequality, and essentially exerting its authority as an agency without any oversight by Congress to intimidate and harass media outlets around the country? And the idea, of course, is that once you shut down the media, then you have there's no more check. I mean, Congress right now doesn't check anything the president does. Let's face it. The House of Representatives, even though they're controlled by Republicans, they give this president a blank check to do whatever he wants. They're not pushing back on anything. So the media really is the last straw in terms of checking the government. And what the FCC tried to do here was to basically put a gigantic anchor that would weigh the media down and say to them, look, if you do your job the way we want you to do your job, there'll be no problem. We'll give you your license back. When we have to renew your license, you'll get your license back. You don't have to worry about it. If you like your license, you can keep your license as long as you're doing the stories that we think are good, you're covering the topics that we think are critical, and you are hiring the kind of people that we think, and you're letting the people that we want control the media and control the news. Otherwise, we'll be fine, as long as all those things happen. And there was so much outrage over this, and rightly so, but the outrage only came from one side. It only came from the right. It only came from conservative groups. And this is what really bothers me, is that what the media in this country is supposed to be nonpartisan, right? I mean, they're supposed to be calling out whatever administration's in power for abuses of the Constitution. And yet we heard basically nothing from them about this proposed takeover by the FCC. I mean, nothing.
Well, he wasn't really right. They're not trying to take over. They're trying to influence it. One may be as bad as the other. All right, 51 after here on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Song from Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever.
Plus, people who are interested in news talk, political talk radio, who understand the divisions and how they are sometimes accentuated. Shall we say that? Sometimes they're accentuated. And right? That's, we can giggle about that, Kenny, right?
They're, yeah.
Accentuated somewhat. All right. So here's a radio guy named Dan Mandis talking about Ted Nugent's comments recently, Mr. Nugent getting on the record with regard to President Obama. Now, this isn't new stuff. I mean, Nugent has been doing this for a long time. But the question now is whether or not somebody like Nugent is actually helping the cause or hurting the cause, i.e. the Republicans. Here's that discussion.
And I'm going to play this whole clip in context so you can hear exactly what Ted Nugent, terrible Ted, said.
Well, I would call it an inflammatory speech, but it's your job to protect Americans, and then you ask to look into the television camera and say, what difference does it make that I failed in my job to provide security and we have four dead Americans? What difference does that make? Not to a chimpanzee or to Hillary Clinton, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yes, you heard right. I believe he was referring to President Obama as a chimpanzee. Now, I have to remind you that I am conservative. I'm not necessarily attacking the Republican Party, but I do have to ask, is this the kind of guy you want campaigning for your Republican Party? Now, here's my question. Is Greg Abbott, who is a Texas GOP gubernatorial candidate, is under fire because Nugent, after saying these comments, has been going all around Texas campaigning with, again, Greg Abbott, who hopes to be the governor of Texas. And Ted Nugent has also campaigned with all kinds of Republicans over the last few years. Of course, you know that Ted Nugent is a huge NRA activist, very much into the Second Amendment, as he should be. And by the way, I also have to remind you that I am a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. But I think that what's happening now with Ted Nugent being the mouthpiece for the Republican Party, as Greg Abbott in Texas is very quickly finding out, that we are now on the defensive. Greg Abbott is now on the defensive because Ted Nugent, with these comments, calling the President of the United States a chimpanzee. I feel dirty even saying it on the radio, but that's what he did. And he called the President of the United States a subhuman mongrel. What good does that do anybody? So now, Texas Governor Rick Perry, Ted Cruz, and Newt Gingrich have all come down on Nugent for what he said, and they are really trying to distance themselves from Terrible Ted.
We've all said things that we would like to reel back in. I suggest to you this is probably one of those for him.
Those sentiments there, of course I don't agree with them. You've never heard me say such a thing, and nor would I.
What Ted Nugent said was stupid. I don't support it.
And they joined Rand Paul, who tweeted out the following. Ted Nugent derogatory description of President Obama is offensive and has no place in politics. He should apologize. And that is exactly what Ted had to do. He had to go on the Ted Ferguson show, and he sort of apologized.
I did cross the line. I do apologize, not necessarily to the president, but on behalf of much better men than myself. Apologize for using the street fighter terminology of subhuman mongrel instead of just using more understandable language such as violator of the Constitution.
I mean, it's like Ted Nugent has become the Charlie Sheen of the Republican Party, and that is not a good thing. I mean, how did the Republican Party go from the great communicator of Ronald Reagan to some, I hate to say it, some washed-up rock star who is now turning to politics to keep himself relevant?
Well, dude, all kinds. First of all, the kid that he was talking about is Ben Ferguson, not... What did he say?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's Ben. Anyway, and Ben, by the way, because he's still wet behind the ears in some respects, I like Ben a lot, but he's sometimes he loves to get on television. Matter of fact, I think I saw him over the weekend on CNN, and he's pretty good at it. He's a smart kid. But I don't necessarily just suggesting... I'm not picking on him because that's not what this is about. And I'm not picking on him anyway because I like him. But I say it because sometimes... And I'm not even saying that he's done this. I've done it. We've said, all of us have said things that we wish after we said them we didn't say. I said something about Bill Clinton once when I was on KBC in 1996 that I wished I hadn't said, but I said it, and so it was in the air and gone. That's one of the great things about it. It's in the air and gone. But now, with the electronical connections as they are, everything gets saved forever. So it goes round and round. Ted Nugent is a barbarian.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.